superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I'm joined by a wonderfully talented actor, director, and scenic designer, Barry Norton, who has just recently been named the Artistic Director of Lakeland Players in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, Barry.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Now, it is such exciting news that you are the new Artistic Director of Lakeland Players, and we are going to spend some time talking about that and what you have planned. But first, I thought we'd give our listeners a little background on you. Like many people in the arts, you got your first real taste of theater in high school. Would you agree that something about theater seemed to fill a void for you?
Definitely. Childhood wasn't the greatest, and I discovered theater in high school when I went to see a dress rehearsal of South Pacific. They were doing a production of South Pacific, and my high school algebra teacher was also the French teacher, so he was helping out with the production.
Oh.
So we were able to go sit and watch the dress rehearsal for South Pacific, and I was hooked from the start.
What about it captured you?
It's just being free on stage, portraying different characters, being somebody else. I saw how everybody worked together and they were having a good time. I always liked the arts, but I come from a huge family of 15 and
oh my,
couldn't afford anything. So this is kind of my outlet. My father was a musician. He played bass on the Showboat.
Oh.
In the Mississippi. My brother played with John Denver. He was like a backup guitarist.
Cool.
So there's arts kind of goes in my family, and I think that was my beginning. So I enjoyed watching the musical. I enjoyed, you know, I decided, well, maybe next year I'll audition. So
and
the following
year
was my first year participating.
And what show was it? Did you audition and get cast?
Oh, yeah. The following year was my sophomore year, I believe, and it was Hello, Dolly.
Oh, neat.
And I was cast in the ensemble. I was up for a lead, but I was kind of turned it down because I was too nervous. I didn't have any experience.
Right. Yeah. So you got to start somewhere.
I'll just do ensemble. So I was like one of the lead dancers and that was good enough for me for a start.
Now, after high school, you attended Columbia College, if I'm correct?
Correct.
And that is a phenomenal fine arts college, and it's my alma mater. Did you major in theater?
I double majored, actually. I double majored in theater, directing, and education.
Nice.
And so when I went to Columbia, all the teachers were professionals in the theater world. So all my teachers were from Steppenwolf.
Oh, nice.
So I had, you know, John Malkovich, Terry Kinney, Rhonda Reed, all those, big stars today, but they were awesome teachers and I learned a lot. So what they did was they pulled from the professional theaters. If you're an actor, you taught acting. If you're a director, you taught directing. If you were a scenic artist, you taught, you know, set design. So at Columbia, we had to take everything from dance to mime to stage combat to set design to set building to set painting. So they wanted you to be well-rounded.
And how did Columbia prepare you for work in the arts as an actor?
As I just said, they make you take all these classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken beginning classes, acting one, acting two, acting three, acting four. Then you go into directing, directing one, directing two, directing four. Then they also had musical comedy workshops. They had different genres of theater, Shakespeare, musical theater, non-musical theater.
And what was the prep like for being a scenic designer?
It's just basic, you start out basic designing your own sets. You would be given a show. So if they give you a play, you have to read the script, come up with your design, and they want to see what you come up with. And then we'd have to build little models, which I always do for all my shows. When I do a set design for a show, I always do a little, call it a little diorama of my sets. And usually when I do that, the set comes out looking exactly like the diorama.
Great.
So it's, these actors know what they have to work with.
Now, as a director, do you prefer to design your own sets?
Yes.
Do you always do your own sets?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I paint my own sets as well.
And is it just a matter that you know what you want and you're able to best fit that need?
Yeah, I have a vision. And usually my vision comes to life. So, and I like to be prepared. I like the actors to know what they have to work with. I like the choreographers to know what they have to work with in the space. I don't build sets. I mean, I could, but I don't really trust myself. So I'd rather have someone else build it. And usually what they build is what I give them. And usually I'll do a drawing, then I'll do a painting, and then I'll do a diorama, and then they take it from there. So once they build it, then I paint it.
Now, in addition to your work in the arts, you're also a teacher. Do you feel that your teaching skills help you as a director?
Yes. Number one, I work with children, but I also work with adults. So it's funny, when I work for WMTC, when I look back, most of the shows that I directed were with children. Annie, Joseph, Oliver. So I think with the background in teaching, it kind of helped in the area of directing with children. You have to learn to be patient. But I enjoy working with children, and I love teaching.
Now, do you think that your experience as a director and an actor helps you as a teacher?
Definitely. You're always entertaining and performing in front of children in the classroom. You know what? I'm very creative in the classroom. I love having fun, and I love coming up with new ideas. I mean, nowadays teaching, it's getting more difficult because you can't be creative. Mm-hmm. Everything is, you know, teach to the test. So, you know, it's getting less and less creative and more teaching to the test. But I do find ways to be creative in math, you know, all subjects, especially in math. I like to make a lot of math into art projects.
Oh, nice.
So it's kind of a connection for some kids, because kids learn differently.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're always having fun in class. And, you know, you read a story in class and you break it down like a play, you know, characters, plots, you know.
Now, you mentioned that different kids learn in different ways. I would assume that that's also true of actors when you're serving as a director, that you need to flex different muscles to get through to different actors.
Yes.
Now, as an actor, do you have a favorite role that you've performed?
I have two,
okay.
Actually. Well, three, I'll say three. I've performed Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, probably four or five times. I played Joseph and Joseph and Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat probably three times. And then I played Judd Fry in Oklahoma probably three times.
And what stands out about Tevye that makes it one of your favorites?
It's digging deep into the character. He has so many emotions, and the character and the show itself, it's like a roller coaster, goes up and down. It's great human connection, family. It's all about family. It's a lot of people play him kind of angry,
mm-hmm.
but I'm more of an emotional actor. I like to dig deep into the character's feelings. So I see him in a different way. He's funny, but he's also serious when it comes to family and the things that are going on.
Do you have a favorite Tevye that you've seen outside of your own performances?
I think it was probably Lee Pelty at the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse.
Oh, okay.
Like that's like in the 80s.
Yes.
Dating myself.
Now, what about Joseph? You mentioned that you really like the role of Joseph. How many times have you played that one?
Joseph, I played 3 times.
Nice. And what makes
I've
that
I've also
a
played
favorite?
A brother, and most recently, I graduated. I played at Brightside Theater in Naperville, for professional theater out there. I played Jacob
oh.
in Potiphar, so I double... did double duty. So I went from Joseph to father.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. I played Brick in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and now I'm getting to the age where I'd like to play Big Daddy. You know, it's fun to graduate to a more senior role sometimes.
Yeah. But then you say, where'd the time go?
Yeah. Now, what about Joseph makes it a favorite?
Well, you know what, if you think about it, it's not a big role. I mean, it's Joseph, but if you think about it, it's not very big. The brothers do the majority of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the songs. He has some, you know, good songs. And it's just the relationship with Joseph and the brothers, how it starts out, you know, not so good, kind of rocky. And in the end, everybody comes together
and
through
you've
the journey.
You've directed Joseph a couple times, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
And then the third favorite role that you mentioned was Judd in Oklahoma. What makes that a favorite?
Judd Fry is often misjudged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they accuse him of lighting a fire and killing somebody. And I don't play him as a mean guy. Mm-hmm. I play him as more compassionate. He does have feelings and people misjudge him. And again, you know, digging deeper into the character and background knowledge, coming up with my own background knowledge. A lot of, you know, people who play him that I've seen is he's a mean, ornery, nasty. And that's not how I see him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's kind of the outcast. That's how I see him.
Yes. Misunderstood.
Yes, definitely.
Now, is there a role that you haven't played yet that you would still like to at some point?
I'm getting a little too old. But I've always wanted to play Billy Bigelow in Carousel.
Okay.
I think that's the only one, just Billy Bigelow in Carousel. And the other roles, I'm too old.
And what are some of your favorite shows that you've directed?
Always Patsy Cline. It's just a two-person show. There's just something about it, the story that just, you know, I love it. Other show, Mamma Mia, I had a good time. It's a newer show, and I'm usually directing classics.
Mm-hmm.
So directing a newer show was a lot of fun. So it was a good experience.
And are there any shows that you haven't directed yet that you hope to... in the future?
Yes. I would love to direct. There's a show that they did in college with a lot of it were the Steppenwolf ensemble, but it's called Streamers.
Mm.
And it's based on the Vietnam War because I have 5 brothers who were in the Vietnam War.
Oh, wow.
So I have kind of a connection to it. I can still remember the show vividly. And I was like, well, I would love to direct the show one day. It's very heavy, but I would just love it to do it and kind of as a tribute to the veterans.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, we're talking with Barry Norton, a very talented actor, director, and scenic artist who has recently been named the artistic director of Lakeland Players in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Now, let's talk about Lakeland Players and their upcoming season. In September, you will be presenting a show we just talked about, Always Patsy Cline. Can you tell us a little bit about that show?
Always Patsy Cline is a story about a friendship. Patsy Cline has a fan. Her name is Louise Seeger. And Louise is a fan of Patsy Cline, and by chance she gets to meet her at one of Patsy's performances, and they strike up a relationship and they become best friends. So the story takes you through Patsy Cline's journey, and Louise acts as the narrator. Oh. So she takes you from meeting Patsy Cline all the way to her death in the plane crash. So throughout the show, Louise, played by Pam Jones, who was our mother superior in Nonsense, she narrates the story, a lot of dialogue, monologues, and then Patsy Cline comes out and sings different songs that she is famous for.
And what appeals to you in particular about this show?
The friendship.
Yeah.
How it all starts and where it ends. It takes you through a journey. It's funny. There's some funny moments. There's some sad moments. And, you know, at the end, I don't want to give anything away, but we all know that Patsy Cline doesn't live, but it's very emotional.
What's the key to finding the perfect Patsy Cline?
Number one, vocal. Vocal, yes, but can she interpret the music, interpret the songs? Interpretation is a big thing. Mm-hmm. And three, probably if they can handle it, because there's a lot of, there's like 23 songs in the show.
Wow.
It's a lot of singing.
And what about Louise? What's a perfect Louise?
Oh, comedic timing. Good actress, because again, you have your serious moments and you have your very funny moments. And then with the two of them, they have to connect. If you don't have a Patsy and Louise that connect as friends, you start at one place and you end up at another. So they're going on this journey together. So I always have the Patsy Cline and Louise always meet separately, go out to lunch and just build a friendship. So my Patsy Cline and Louise have already met. We met, the three of us. They came over to my house. We had a barbecue and just had a good time.
Nice. Now, next up at Lakeland Plays, you will be presenting the holiday musical Elf in December. Can you please tell us a little bit about that show?
Well, Elf, their season was picked before I even started. So they picked Elf, and as you know, the movie Elf, and now the very popular musical Elf, that will not be directed by me. That will be directed by somebody else.
Now, what I like about Elf is that it's a funny holiday show. Does Lakeland Players do a lot of family shows?
Actually, no.
Hmm.
And that is my goal.
Okay.
My goal is to bring more family shows to the seasons. They're big on family out there in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So my goal is to bring in more family shows.
Now, do you know what the demographics are of your current audience base?
There's a lot of seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, it's kind of like Woodstock.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of seniors, a lot of older people, families.
Now, in February, you will be doing The Nerd. Can you tell us a little bit about that show?
That's another one that somebody else is directing, which I like. Is like, I'm the artistic director, but I also have a voice in hiring and choosing other directors. I don't want to direct everything, and I don't want to get burned out. Plus, you know, a theater company needs different directors in order for you have
variety.
A different look.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you want everything to be, you know, the same and the same look and the same thing. So just like actors, you need new actors. I think you need new directors, new vision, fresh blood.
I agree. I agree entirely. Now, finally, for this coming season in May, you'll be doing All Shook Up, featuring the music popularized by Elvis Presley. And you will be directing that one, if I'm correct.
Yes, I will. This was a journey, All Shook Up, because I started as playing the father in All Shook Up. The late David Whitney, he was the artistic director before me. He passed away, sadly. And we were back and forth. I was in the show, and then he ended up in the hospital and then he ended up passing. So this is where everything started with me as artistic director, because they needed people, they needed somebody to, you know, they had contracts out there. Contracts needed to be rearranged because of COVID. We had to switch dates, and there was really no one who knew how to handle all that stuff. So now I've gone from playing the father in All Shook Up to the director.
And what is the show about?
Basically, Elvis Presley. It's the music of Elvis Presley.
Okay.
And they get a visitor in town. His name is Chad. And he's looking for love.
And he's a typical Elvis type character?
Yeah, it's the Elvis type character, yeah.
Okay.
So it takes you to a journey of all his songs, and the songs are kind of, songs are dialogue, so it kind of takes you through the story.
Now, as the new artistic director for Lakeland Players, do you have a guiding vision for the company?
I want to grow the audience. I want to grow the acting pool. I want to grow the directing pool. I want to make things bigger and better. There's not much out there as far as theaters go, so it's a little, you know, little place in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, but I feel that, you know, with the right shows, we could really grow, we could get bigger.
Now, you inherited this season's shows. How will you be selecting shows for the next season after that? Do you do it yourself? Is there a hiring committee? Does it involve a board of directors? What's the process?
Yeah, there's a board of directors, and actually we're going through some changes, obviously. And we're also going through board changes. So I would do a play selection committee. We'll start from there.
Okay.
And then also I want to poll the audience.
Yes.
What the audience wants. So that's another goal too.
And what are the things that you take into consideration when selecting a season?
Your actors, costumes, sets. I mean, all the, you know, big shows need bigger budgets, obviously. Yeah.
Now, this season features three musicals and a straight comedy. Is this a formula you'll be following in the future?
Yes.
Okay. And you're directing two of this season's productions. Will that be typical for future seasons?
No. You know, like everyone else, I will put in to direct something. But if there's somebody else who is interested in the show, I'm not, you know, I don't want to knock anyone out. Okay. It's all about growing your directing pool, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. And what are some of the traditions that make Lakeland Players so successful?
They're very good with family shows. They're very hardworking. Everybody participates in, you know, if it's working on stage or working behind the stage. There's a lot of volunteers. Some positions are paid, some are not. But it's the support system. Everyone supports each other. So it's all about the good of the theater and the good of the community.
Now, for the productions that you don't direct yourself, what do you look for from applicants?
Organization. I want to hear their vision. If they have an ideal of a set design, I want to see that. I want to hear about their vision of the show. That's basically it.
Okay. And did you have to go through a formal application process for your position as artistic director?
No, because of the situation that happened with the late David Whitney, I did not have to go through any application. I basically offered my services because I knew they were in a bind. I did go to a couple of meetings, board meetings and production meetings, because they were at a loss, so I helped them through all that. So I told them I would be interested in taking over as artistic director, and that's how that came about.
Now, I'm going to ask you to brag for a moment. Why do you think you got the job? What made you stand out?
I think my background, my training, and this all happened so fast that they really had no time to really look for anybody else. And I was happy to step in because David has been my friend since like 1985. He was a choreographer for one of the first productions of Joseph I did at Morton College. And that's how we connected.
And so you're kind of continuing on something that he's built?
Exactly. I wanted to continue his dream. I want to carry out these shows that he chose. I know he was very excited about Patsy Cline and All Shook Up.
All right. Well, you've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Today, we've been visiting with Barry Norton, Artistic Director for Lakeland Players in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Their season includes the moving musical Always Patsy Cline in September and October, the musical Elf in December, just in time for Christmas, the hilarious comedy The Nerd in February, and the musical All Shook Up, featuring music made famous by Elvis Presley, in May. For more information on Lakeland Players, go to lakeland-players.org or call 262-728-5578. Barry, it has been an absolute pleasure. I hope you'll come back on in the future and tell us about some of your successes.
I'm on summer break. And I'm looking forward to retiring next year.
Oh.
33 and a half years at Chicago Public Schools. I'm excited to be doing that. I'm excited about getting back into theater and everyone being able to get back into theater, even though it's at a slow pace. So I'm looking forward to going to support friends and shows and going to see shows and really looking forward to retiring next year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Barry.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.